Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now.
are but three words. Tell this nation what you're talking about. They all speak words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our We want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word. It's the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We're not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours. On the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm a payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Cates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals, off the deep end, getting blessings, Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained?
Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Once again, it is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. I'm Reverend Ron, Dr. Ronnie L. Robinson, Mr. Electric, Mr. On Fire. They call me so many different names, I don't know what to call myself. But we're here. We're here. Let's give ourselves a welcoming plan. This is our 14th year on this radio station, bringing you information. We have many, many, many celebrities on this radio station, wealthy people. You know, we had a lot of our guests, good friends of mine, Dr. Judge Joe Brown and Dr. Herbert Harris and Dr. Herb Clemens and Dr. Cook, which is the millionaire maker from the BET program, television program, the amateur millionaire. And the young brother at 15 years old made his first $1 million in developing and trading and business company. Brothers who have built multi-million-dollar operations across the world, the Caribbean and Africa. Brothers who have built multi-million-dollar businesses in Europe as well. Brothers and sisters in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in the Caribbean, just doing wonderful things, wonderful things. Shout out to my brothers out there in that wonderful, 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 blessed land, Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, my old running place. I used to go out there and hang out with Bob Marley and them, and my wife was from St. Andrews, and just a lovely place, wonderful place. So shout out to my brothers and sisters in Jamaica. My brothers and sisters in Trinidad, Tobago. My brothers and sisters in Cayman Islands, Barbados. Brothers, I got brothers and sisters in Antigua, St. Croix, St. Kitts, Nevis. Man, I can go on and on. I can go to the Caribbean and stay for free. Don't have to worry about food and lodging. I got so many wonderful people. Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. Montserrat, Haiti, you know, I just got so many wonderful brothers and sisters when I went to school with, went to undergrad, went to college with, exchange students out in Africa and the Caribbean. And I can go to Africa, I can go to the Caribbean, I can go parts of Europe, Asia, Middle East, and I can just go live with people. People always tell me, Ron, don't go to my country and not go visit my family. I'm going to be mad at you. So I've been offered so many times, and I'm trying to get myself retired because I want to travel. You know, as you get older, you want to travel and you want to see your friends, and I lost so many friends in the past. Y'all know some of the friends come on the radio broadcast over the years. Sergio Clark, I known him for when we were 18 years old, running buddies, hanging out. He had a beautiful voice, singing voice, doing doo-wop music, and I was managing his career. And I sing a little bit on the side, you know, background singing. And y'all remember Gregory Hall, who had the show on the radio program with the finances. He was compassionate about helping the black community financially. That was his pet peeve. And we lost him back in 2020. We lost Brother Sergio Clark back in 2020. So these are beautiful people. These are my brothers. You know, I tear up sometimes thinking about them, because Sergio was my man. I mean, he had my back. He always had something nice to say about me. You know, people say, you know, people will let you know when people are talking bad about you, but it's very rare people let you know when they're talking good about you. But he always had something good to say about me. His daughter and his sons are my godchildren. And, you know, I just love them to death as well. And they're doing fine. But that's my brother. You know, I lost him in 2020. And Gregory Hall was the music director, if you will, the choir director, music director of my first church, Baptist Church, Community Baptist Church in Queens, New York, where I preached as a young preacher. And that's when I met him, back in my 20s. I think I was 22, 23. And Gregory Hall was on the piano, beautiful voice, beautiful gospel singing voice. He never moved over to R&B or sector music. He stayed with gospel. He was a dedicated man to the gospel music. He was dedicated to God and the gift God had given to him. And he learned classical piano at Juilliard. He went to some of the best schools. He studied under some of the best pianists in Europe, in Oxford University in England. And he was a classical pianist. But he stuck with what God blessed him with, which was gospel music. And he sang for my mother. I lost my mother, as y'all know, back in 2019. I lost my mother at 101 years old. She died of natural causes, thank God. But my brother showed up and showed out. Gregory Hall came up. He played the piano. He sang gospel songs that my mother loved. And he was just a blessing to me, a beautiful brother. You know, I just want to reminisce and remember these brothers, you know, how good they've been to me. And Gregory Hall could have played anywhere in the United States. He could have became a classical pianist. He could have became a soulful artist. He had a beautiful voice. He had a command of the piano. He could have been on television. He could have done a whole bunch of things. But he stuck with the gospel music. He stuck with the blessing that God gave him. And he was a true man of God. True man of God. And blessings out to his wife and his children as well. And you know, he was a blessed person. He was a blessed person. He was really, really blessed. And these are people that, you know, I came up in my young years. You know, I did my what they call the Baptist Church before they call your licentiate before you get ordained. And I did my trial sermon, Community Baptist Church. I did a trial sermon in South Carolina and Harlem, Queens. They had me going all around, you know, because you're basically trying to find a church, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some work. But it's been a blessing, and he was a blessing to me, because it's very important when the preacher is preaching that the chorus, that the choir director, the music, everything has to work together, especially in the Baptist church, because that's what we work on, what we call response. Give in response. We give, well, and they come back, hey, thank you, Jesus. So it's a give in response, and it's all a part of the atmosphere where the preacher preaching and the music is right, the chorus is right, and everything is together. So I just want to remember these brothers, you know, beautiful brothers. This is our 14th year on radio, the Black Business Billion. Well, first it was Small Business. I forgot the name, but Small Business. Small Business Connections Club, the Small Business Connection Club, and then we came into the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we had some wonderful people on the show over the years. I mean, we have billionaires, millionaires, we have famous people I mentioned earlier, and you know, it was just been over the 14 years, just been beautiful. You know, I got my name, Rev Ron, from Aretha Franklin. I had an opportunity to preach at her father's church, and she called me that, and that stuck with me for many, many years. And I've had her on the show. I've had Gladys' brother on the show, Bubba. You know him for years. Gladys, and I had Les Brown, Gladys' husband. Gladys didn't marry me. She married Les Brown, but I had him on the show. He's a beautiful brother. And he invited me to the wedding and to the reception and everything. And I got to see my girl again because I hadn't seen Gladys, God, in like 20 years or so since she left Georgia and I left South Carolina. And we went through paths on a little club in South Carolina where she came to perform. And I got to talk with her. Beautiful sister, beautiful. I mean, beautiful inside and outside. She's just a beautiful sister. And I thought I was going to get a date or something, but it didn't happen. But nevertheless, shout out to her, and God bless her. I know she's going through some, she's having some medical issues as well, and God bless her. Shout out to my brother, beautiful young man, know his mother very well. Jamie Foxx has some things going on in his life, things happening, you know, some changes in his life as well. And he's in a medical situation right now. Nobody knows exactly what it is or what it ain't. Everything is up for grabs right now, so nobody knows what's going on. And I pray for Jamie. I pray that he make it out. I'm hearing a lot of, you know, sad stories. He ain't going to make it, but God is able. God is able to do above and beyond what man think can happen and can happen. So I'm praying that the Heavenly Father would touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, and heal him. And so, you know, he's a good brother. He's a very good brother, young man. I mean, he's younger than me. He's 55. And he's just a good brother. You can feel when somebody is a good person. When you meet a person, the Bible says that the spirit of discernment is given upon those who God have anointed their spirit. And as a minister, you get that anointing, and you get to know people. They might say things or do things, but you know who they are, like our children. Our children can say and do things crazy, but we know who they are because we brought them in this world, and we know who they are and what they are, you know. And so we look beyond all that acting, but they go on, you know. Shut up, boy, and sit down there and talking like a fool, you know, because you know who they are. You know who your children are. And so just like the Spirit of God give the minister the spirit of discernment, and you can discern things. You know, sometimes God shows you things and you want to say something. God says, no, this ain't the time to say nothing. And you keep your mouth shut and you keep on going. But just a beautiful spirit. As a little boy, when I met him, he just was a beautiful child, just a nice, respectful young man that went through a lot. His mother and father had a little, you know, they were going through their situations, and through that, he ended up, you know, going to a grandmother and whatnot, and, you know, things of that sort. But I'm just saying that he still, because some kids have been very bitter, very angry. I hate you, Mom. I hate you, Dad. I don't want to talk to you. I got children right now. I don't want to talk to me, you know, because of certain things. But anyway, but he just a very respectful man. He went looking for his father. Up until a few months ago, he'd been looking for his dad. His father's a Muslim, a staunch Muslim, a Sunni Muslim, and for some reason he can't get with Jamie, because I don't know how that comes into you and your child, but some reason Jamie feels that's a part of the discourse between him and his dad, is that he's a Muslim, Jamie's not a Muslim, Jamie's a Christian, the Baptist. But, you know, I don't understand how that works, but that's how some people think in those terms and those ways. But just blessings out to him, and that God will lift him up and give him what he needs. And just blessing to all young black men. I'm not trying to be, you know, races, anything, because young black brothers go through so much, you know. I know sisters, y'all go through too, but y'all got, sisters got that. You know, I love to see sisters, man, because I've been with so many sisters, and we were walking down the street, and another sister crying, and she said, hold on a minute. And I said, what you talking about? The sister there, she's upset. Something. I said, we don't know her. You know, she could be, you know, mental or something. She might do something. The sister said, no. This sister's upset. I'm going to find out what's going on. And they walk over to her and comfort her. Girl, what's going on? How you doing? You need something? You need some money? You need a cab? You want me to drive you home? You know, women got that sense of mothering and nurturing being one another. A man see a man cry. You know, I can get out of here, man. This dude crying, brother. Let's get out. You know, I ain't got time for that. You know, brothers ain't got no heart. You know what I'm saying? Brothers ain't going to stop to find out why you crying. But sisters, y'all are beautiful, and y'all just step out and look out for each other, and that's what the black man don't have, and that's what I'm going to try to see in these last days, not last days, but my final senior city elder stage, how I can make brothers feel more comfortable loving each other. We know how to hate, and it seems that today is so much hatred. Every time I turn on the radio, the television, the internet, whatever, some young black man trying to beat up another one. Usher threw a birthday party for Chris Brown, sung happy birthday to the brother. He turns around and punched Usher right in the face. What kind of jibe is that? The brother showing you love. Usher's another kid I know. Usher's a good kid, too. He's a good kid because he could have turned around and tried to beat the hell out of him, but he didn't. I'm just saying, the brother throwing you a birthday party, he's trying to show you love, and you turn around and you punch him in the face. Chris Brown, you got an anger management problem, brother. You know, next time I see Chris, I'm going to tell him, you got an anger management problem, brother. You need to get it together. He's an angry young black man. He don't know what he's angry about. He's beating up everybody and anything he can get his hands on. He's constantly in court for assault and battery. And, you know, it's something wrong. He's a beautiful young man, smart, intelligent. He can dance like James Brown. He can sing like Luther. He's just a beautiful, talented young man, and he's so angry. Got millions of dollars, got beautiful children. You ever get to see his little girl, little boy? Beautiful children. Beautiful. Have beautiful young brothers and sisters, got a beautiful mom. Father wasn't there, but he got a beautiful life, and he's so damn angry. I don't know what he's so angry about, but he's fighting Blueface, some kid named Blueface, rapper fighting with Young Thug, and oh, God, he just. And Farrakhan is a man of wisdom, and he's a man of the spirit, and he said, young brothers, if y'all don't kill each other, they're going to come kill y'all. They're coming for you, and I can see that. They're coming for these young brothers, and that's why we have to intervene. We have to pray for them. We have to intervene. We have to talk to them and bring them to some kind of resolve and understanding. That's it. You know what I'm saying? This is what's going on out in the society. Everywhere you turn, Nicki Minaj is fighting Cardi B, and I don't know some of these rapping girls. I don't know their names. I don't know. One girl, I think her name is Nappy Head. Another one is Strange Lion or something, and they just fighting each other. Stop it. You're beautiful. You're fabulous. You're talented. A lot of people don't have that. The talent that young black people have, white kids do not have it. They have to work hard to get that. You're beautiful. You got good color, good skin. You're going to be, you're 50 years old and 60 years old. You look like you're 30 and 40. You got talent. Why you fighting all the damn time? Stop all this fighting, y'all. Young people, stop all this fighting. I hate to see young people just fight, and they get on these videos, and they think they're going to get views. And they just beat each other to hell. I mean, they beat each other to the pulp. They beat each other for hours. Like, they don't stop. They got to stop. We got to get together and stop this madness. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And so I pray to God that we find peace. I pray to God that we can be peacemakers and we can understand, make our young people understand that they need to be peaceful. We got the Enigma with us today, and I know she has something to contribute to all this understanding, all this confusion. The Enigma herself, Mrs. Carol Smith. Let's go.
First, I want to say thank you, Lord. He gave us another day, so you know how that goes. And then I want to tell you, stop acting like you done hit 100 years old and celebrate Mother's Day as if your mother is here because you are here. And you here. Aren't you here? Or
Amen.
I'm talking to a ghost.
Amen.
Don't scare me now.
You know something? But you know something, Carol? You're right. A lot of people have lost their parents at 89, 90 years old, 100 years old. And I understand it. I understand it. Because at 101, I know my mother can't go no more. Like, they know 100
and
200.
And she was strong.
Know.
She was strong each and every year. She died of natural causes. Nobody touched
Amen.
Her. God
Amen.
Took care of her. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? It's in the Bible. When you're not
Amen.
In this world, you live a long life. Did she not live a long life?
Amen. Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
And you still here, right. And your brother's
you
here.
South Carolina with me.
Your brother's
I'm
here.
I'm going to pick
still here.
South Carolina.
You got the grandkids here. If she don't have a legacy, I mean, there's a whole length of whole family that you got. You got Jesse Jackson. He's still here. Your family's still here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And as far
yes.
as these young people, okay, they fighting. Okay, they getting sick. They're falling out, okay, because the system got them doing that. Yes, you're right. They are going to pull in the guns and come and start attacking them if they don't wake up. Because, see, 50 years of hip-hop does not mean y'all should be kicking each other behind. It's a new wave of, you know, I have to whoop your ass. And I'm so glad that I'm not in that wave because coming out being a military person, we're not about that, you know, and that's another thing we need to pray for this young man that defended himself on the train, you understand, coming on shore leave, being a Marine, serving a country that's off the rocks. It's off the rocks. It embraced my heart to know that I put on a uniform and wanted to die for this country, for my people, you understand, even if they are racist and lost their mind. This is where I was born. Nobody else wants us. Nobody wants to deal with you. No, and listen,
right.
People with money, that got money outside of this country, they don't want to deal with you. Mm. And that's the point blank answer. They don't want you to have their money. They don't even want you polluting their country.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So they could argue and fight and kill each other because white men going to kill them anyway. Farrakhan to tell
Amen.
You that they already got a plan. They don't want you to unite. You don't want to unite. And what? I mean, everybody has a crown on their head, and that's including men. So women of color, I've never seen it in my life because in my day, you was getting lynched. You was getting burnt out. You needed that elder. You wanted Mama Hines to hug you because you made another day. So if white man got you trained to be in this slavery, so be it. God got us. And you need to know that, Ron. There's a separation.
Amen. Amen.
They know who Jesus
well, you know
is.
Something?
They
yeah,
go
you know
to church.
The
they got a Bible.
Yeah, before the sunshine comes the storm, you know what I'm saying? So. You know, you got that.
And you know that
Satan
is running this planet. Like, listen, this is the time, and God is truly alive, and He gives you free will, and you have
Amen.
The choice. You have a choice of being humane or being in the flesh. You have a choice.
Amen.
Listen, everybody's going to church and they're being entertained, but even the church is waking up and wondering. Are they going to heaven? Or have you been telling the truth? Or you been hustling?
Mm. Mm.
Because from the beginning of time, we've been repeating the same thing over and over again. And yes, there were slaves, but we at least freed somebody so they could do their own thing. But this country never want to let you go, and they got new people to replace you. Because, see, I have heard many times from sisters who are here from overseas, Europeans want black women. They're wiping black men off the map. They're not even thinking about you. And they want the women that go to church, that go to work, that got their mind right, and they want them to have a home and the whole nine yards. Well, if that's the new slavery, so be it. Because like I told somebody, you're not being replaced. You dismissed yourself.
There, you know what's happening also is there's a young man, I forgot the name of the book, or rethinking race. It's either rethinking race or unthinking race. And here's a young man. He's biracial. His father's from South Carolina. Father's a little older than me, so he grew up in segregated South Carolina. So the kid understands all of that. But he's a light-skinned brother because his mother's white, so he's light-skinned. He moved to France. You know, he married a white woman. He moved to France.
Right.
He said that all his life there was always this, and I understand it, there's always this challenge of, are you black enough, but you ain't white enough.
Yeah.
So you go to the black side, you ain't black enough. You go to the white side, you ain't white enough. So you're in that middle.
Well,
and
now
so
it's over. All that's over because I'm tired of the whole damn
brother.
Game. You have to
right.
know. You have
he's
to know.
His brother, but he got the hair. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
He got the hair. But here's what's interesting about what he was saying. So he grew up, you know, and people were saying all this stuff for him. And, no, he talks very much like a white person, but he's
articulate.
Right, he's very articulate. And he has this very intelligent. He had his mindset on what he was trying to create. And then he met this white woman and fell in love and started having these children. And his kids got blonde hair and blue eyes, so they're like, you know, white. And so he got to the point now where he has to unthink a race because he's dealing with his children. So that makes you deal differently when you have to deal with your children in that capacity.
You know what? Listen, let me just end all that madness that you're talking right there. Man, for finance reason, creates race. Only race in this country create race because it creates dollars and it creates problems. So you don't have to keep your eyes on the real thing that's going on in this world. You understand? There's no such thing as race. You only have one thing, and you know this color thing. It's so dead and sick and suffering because everybody is black. You understand? It doesn't make a difference if they got French. This is the reason why Josephine Baker left this country. This is the reason why nobody – I don't have a problem leaving. I have so many places to go live. You know, it's like – you know, it's like – there's no more humanity and y'all keep running this race thing. It's so dead. It's dead. Because if you don't realize that you're the ultimate person as far as being a black man and knowing that God gives you certain privileges and gives you the love and the strength that he gives everybody else, then something's wrong with you. Because this slave thing, I've been free all my life. It's the hatred I had to avoid. I've never been a slave. I had brilliant people teach me, and they did dope and cocaine and all kinds of stuff. They were pimps, and they went to college. They were professors. Mm. Do you hear what I'm saying? So all this madness that we keep feeding these kids like, oh, well, this is, you know, no, it's not. You need to start acting like you're wearing a crown on your head, and so does the elders, and start standing up and being able to take that behind whooping, because it took behind whoopings to get to where you are today. I will not feel sorry. I will not feel weak. I'm not surrendering. I'm not going through no changes. I've been a light-skinned, going through changes all my life with black, white, Asian. I've never had a problem with Puerto Ricans or Dominicans. And I've known them all my life. Every 20 years, y'all keep thinking this is a new invention. Mexicans been coming here all their life, one-third of this country. The real map belongs to them. Know your history.
One of my sons, I didn't tell you, I think I told you before on the radio, one of my son's mother is from Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And my last wife is from Jamaica.
And you're having a ball, and he's happy too. But whatever you chose, I hope that God was in your life. I'm not trying to choose anybody that doesn't have God in their life. I see that.
You know what happens? What? When you meet somebody and you love somebody and somebody loves you, all that stuff don't matter.
What's your version of love? Because if it don't have God in it, it's just lust. When you meet somebody, everybody meets somebody, they get to know somebody. Do you get to know, especially if you got money and you got power, of course, I meet a black man, and it's like, oh, what?
No, you know that old saying, many...
How old you want me to be?
Remember that saying, many are called, few are chosen, right?
Right.
I feel like God has chosen me for ministry, and I've been active preaching. Not like I ain't gonna say like Al Sharpton. He said he was 5 years old, 4 years old, whatever he was. But I know I was doing it since 10. Now back in the days, you do what they call a sermonette or something, or you read a little book in Sunday school, and you do your little talk. You know, you're not preaching, but you're giving your little interpretation of what you understand and what you saw the preacher do. But I've been in church all my life spiritually.
Yes,
I'm not talking about. Physically, yes, as well.
Yes.
But I'm saying spiritually connected, because somehow I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to be in no capacity because I saw too much stuff, and I did not see how I could be, you know, with the lifestyle that I was looking for.
Right.
Right, because I wanted to. As a young man, I was so we were so tied up in church in South Carolina. Like you didn't have a life. So my thing was, you know what, God, when I get 18 or whatever, and I get out of these people's house, I'm going to have me a ball. You know what I'm saying? And like I said,
you didn't have a life. You didn't have a life, okay? I mean, I understand the feeling. I was raised to be a housewife. I mean, who would think that somebody was, you know, going to be, but that your mother and your grandmother were pimps and they worked for Reverend Ike? I mean, who would think of those things? I mean, and you still went to school and you still had manners and you still, you know, you respected everybody in the neighborhood, including the Dolphine down the street. I mean, it was still respect. You didn't judge like they're judging today. You dare not call somebody the B-word. You didn't tell a man to kiss.
Yes.
You understand? There was respect. You knew that. You knew right from wrong. You knew the Bible. Everybody that hustled knew the Bible. Everybody that sang knew the Bible. Everybody that was an actor knew the Bible. Everybody that was in the theaters knew the Bible. They danced, knew the Bible. Traveled overseas, knew the Bible. Everybody knew the Bible. But nobody today knows their Bible. They don't know God anymore. They think that people, they are God, and people owe them something. And they could freely slap somebody and not get a response. I'm so glad that God came into my life when I came out the service, because just the thought of, you know, somebody acting out and losing their mind like that, I figured, you know, then blow up the whole place. You know, maybe if 50,000 died, then you'd wake up, but that's not the answer. Because kids are dying, getting shot up every month. It used to be a once-a-year thing. Now it's every other week. They're shooting each other. And they're paying them and giving them guns to do this. And we keep hustling each other. This keeps going on and on. But the Hispanics know how to pull each other up. You know, and those who are sleeping in shelters are pulling each other up. Those who are hungry are pulling each other up. And I'm sorry the man got choked to death on the train. But military people don't come home and have to deal with civilian nonsense. If you want to protect your people, start escorting them to wherever they got to go. Or sit on the train and escort them back and forth till they get themselves off the train and take them back to secure areas. Make a solution. Because you're not the real Black Lives Matter. The real Black Lives Matters were all the sisters and Christians and churches united. They were united. Eastern Stars, Christians, Baptists, every the Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah Witnesses, and they all wore white, and they marched a million strong. Those were the original Black Lives Matter. Stop stealing names. Stop disrespecting each other, and there's no such thing as hate. You got to love somebody in order to hate them, and y'all can't even like each other for 5 minutes. I would love to meet some of y'all, and I would love to put y'all in basic training and take y'all overseas where there's a war and see how much you love your life. Is your money important, or is the life that God gave you important? And, you know, the other thing is, all those people who was complaining about they don't have nobody to help them and somebody needed to help them and support them and give them ideas and show them the way to open up certain things and have a basketball court and get some houses. I ain't get one phone call. I just want to tell you all that before Mother's Day, because Mother is very upset. Don't mess with us, because we got an answer and a solution. For everything you got, it starts with Jesus. And I got backup. I got Reverend Ron. I got my sister Cindy. I got so many sisters in the sisters group. I got so many brothers, you know, and old Black Panthers, and those of us who know that God works. I can testify that God works. Everybody that knows me knows that He worked with me. They seen it. They can testify, and they know his name is Shante Smith. He came out knowing sign language, speaking three languages, and doing piano by sense of hearing, and he works with Lincoln Center and Mr. Marcellus. This is God. This I can't brag and say, well, I'm his mother. If God wasn't in me, it couldn't be in him. This is God. And Ron was with me, and Winborn. Even they was playing with me, and I wanted to choke them, but God, God said, no, they got grandchildren. You can't choke. But these are my brothers, and I love them. There's God with us. We love God. He loves us. We're his children. We know that we're not wrapped too tight. Everybody sin. We're in the world of sin. You could think sin and do it worse than going to rob a bank. If you steal a penny, it's still the same thing. And for those of you who think you got the answer because you're in a special church, think again. Most of y'all are sinning in that church and profiling and not talking to each other and helping each other get over that hump of not being that sinner anymore. So don't think you're getting over. Somebody going out with somebody that ain't supposed to be going out with somebody who's married with somebody, lusting after somebody who got money for somebody. Look, stop it. Sin is sin. It's in us. Confess every day. It works for me. But I love you, Reverend Ron, and I love my sisters. And happy Mother's Day. Please, if you got a mother, whether she's here or not, get those flowers. If she like to have pork chops, make her some pork chops. Sit there, have a meal with your family. Why are we eating pork chops? Because your grandmother ate it. Just eat it and shut up. You know, if y'all didn't have but rice and gravy, just have some rice and gravy and beans. But remember the days that we didn't have anything. Remember the days that you struggled. Remember the days that God saved you through your worst nightmare. And you are now. Look at you now. And he got jokes. He keep waking us up. I have a conversation with the man. I said, what is wrong? What's going on? Why do you keep doing this? He said, I love you. Oh, okay. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood when he loves you. When he loves you.
Amen, amen.
And this man, Ron, Reverend Ron, keeps talking about, I'm old, I missed a whole lot of people went home except me. He's whining. He's whining because he think God don't love him because he ain't come get him. But that's not going to happen because you ain't write the book. Go and enjoy your friends. You can still talk to them and light a candle and say, you know, Callan's a pain in the butt. Amen. She told on me today. But I'm going to go. But I want you to go to France. I'm going to France.
Matter of fact, you knew Sergio and you knew.
Yes, I did. And they were beautiful people and they enjoyed you and you should enjoy them and stop feeling sad because they were very exciting people, believe me. They were not dull at all. You making them sound like they were dull. No, they weren't. They kept excitement going and kept you going. And it's still like that. Some of us pluck a nerve and some of us don't, but unconditional is how God loves us and how he wants us to love each other. Unconditional.
Amen.
So celebrate
Amen.
Them. You can't drink like a certain person, but, you know, have a sip. Make sure you're near your bed. I'll buy 100-proof form, you know, because I'm going to celebrate. But I love you, and I want everybody to enjoy, whether they're here or not, enjoy your mother. Enjoy looking in the mirror. Remember, somebody created you out of love, and you survived all the madness, okay?
Amen.
And if there's 6 and 7 and 10 of y'all, hey, go beat each other up like y'all used to do in the backyard. Anybody survive, that's who's paying the bill.
There you go. Holla.
I love you, Ron. Make another baby, Ron. Al Pacino, he's 79. Don't let him do that to you, man. Go make another baby.
He can go right ahead. Go right ahead.
No, go ahead, Ron. I have faith in you. Go make another baby. Go ahead. Let him know, Ron, that a black man. Go, Ron.
You know, Witherspoon used to say he had his. One of his children at 55, and people tell him, oh, man, why are you so old? He said, listen, I'm so bad I make my own grandchildren.
Ron, you know, you're avoiding it, Ron. Go make another baby. Al Pacino, he's 79. Come on. I have faith in you, Ron.
And I know they do all kinds of things, laboratory, whatever, you know, they get babies from factories, you know.
You're not helping God flourish, man. That's not right.
I know. Hey, listen. 6 great-great-great-great-great-grand. I think I've done enough. You know, they keep on coming. They don't stop.
Oh, because you sound sad. And I want you to have some happiness in your life.
I don't mean that. Listen, kids, I don't want kids to make me happy.
Oh, God bless you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything new that we got coming in? Are we still at the Harlem State Building? Are we going to have any meetings anytime soon?
Well, you know, Local 26 is going to meet every Tuesday night at 7 now. So we until the convention comes in July. And we still looking, you know, to the finances to get the headquarters going as well. But, you know, we will discuss that as well, because I know brother's working on it. So I don't know exactly, you know, so much about it, because I've been a little out of the loop. Got some things going on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And working on stuff. So it is what it is. It'll get together, you know, now that goes.
Well, what are we doing? What are we doing this weekend?
Tomorrow is the international meeting, to my understanding, at 1:00. I got to check the coordinates to see if it came, you know, if the links and stuff came in to go on the Zoom. You know, but definitely we'll see what happens. You know.
Well, you know, I'm on the board.
You know,
I'm on the board of North Central Hospital, and I do have jobs available. And for those who, we have a lot of European doctors and, you know, dentists and people who have office skills, and they need sponsorship through their jobs. So if they're around and they're listening, I will do sponsorship, and we do have a lawyer on board to help you with your legal legalities and your paperwork, especially if you already have someone working with you coming from Turkey or Brazil, then we can help you too. We're the EFW Federation, Ethiopian Federation, so get in touch with us. So that's what we have. And summer's coming for those who are 15 and 14 and 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 and 21. We got jobs coming up. There are some that you could work from home, but they do check on you on the computer every now and then. So it's not something you could do anywhere you go. It's something you have to be stationed. So I'm just making you aware, they might not have as much summer jobs for after-school programs as you would like because, as you know, the city do things at the last minute. They just realize we're illiterate again.
So we have to keep on pushing. We have to keep on pushing.
I think so.
No, I mean, individually, listen, people, my listeners here and all my business associates, you got to do what you got to do individually. You know what I'm saying? The collective is good, and it's always going to be a collective effort. But each one, teach one, reach one. Reach somebody in your neighborhood. Make that person a better person. Take that child, especially these children that are so loose out here. Try to, and all these children got somebody in the neighborhood that they look at and have a respect for. And you don't, sometimes you don't know why that kid keep following you. He got to see, maybe don't have a daddy. He see you as a daddy figure. Maybe she don't have a mama. She see you as a mama figure, or he or she see you as a mama figure, and just keep reaching out to them, because you can say a nice word to somebody and change their whole day. You dig where I'm coming from? And you can, I throw tidbits at kids all day long. One young cat kid to me, he said, I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Throw me some knowledge. You understand? And he sat down with me, and I would keep feeding knowledge into him, and he came like a son to me. You know, I got so many kids out there now, like that's why I ain't going to make no children, because I got so many kids, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of them, like my own children. You know, I take them like that, and they've been taking me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's a thing where we all can be productive every day to everyone we can come in contact with. And like Carol said, you got people walking around here with mental conditions and situations. They might listen to one person. They might talk to you and feel comfortable. Expose them to mental health. Tell them, you know, to get therapy, to go seek out some kind of psychoanalysis or some kind of psychological help. You know, sometimes you can be that person to make the difference. Because like Carol said, that young brother that was on that train got choked to death, whatever, you know, because everybody going through their stuff, people ain't playing, you know, because people don't know. They don't know when they were trying to make it home to their families, you know what I'm saying? So somebody come up with some craziness, you know, especially men, they like, you know what, I'm going to take, they're the man, the men testosterone and men's mentality is if you come up to them threatening, they're going to take you out.
because their whole idea is I have to get home to my wife, I have to get home to my kids, I got to do this work, I got to pay these bills. And when you are with family, I tell people all the time, even the Bible says, a man with wife and kids, treat him different than you treat a single man.
Yes, yes.
Because that man with the wife and kids, he's thinking about all the things he has to take care of. He's
Amen.
On that train trying to make it home, and then somebody come up and acting silly. It might be, you know, missing identity. It could be a whole bunch of stuff going on. But the first thing you, as a man myself, the first thing you're thinking about, you know what? First of all, you're going to try to see if it's a situation where, you know, you can just disregard it and just let it go. But
Amen.
But that's how I am. People say, I see people, I get on the train sometimes, I see people looking crazy. I back up, get in the corner where nobody can get to my back. If you keep coming, you better come with some understanding because it's going to be a problem.
Well, that's why I haven't taken a train in 4 years because I'm a vet and I'm not going to try to play with my mind. It used to be a time that I could take the train down to Manhattan on a Sunday and it'd be empty and it'd be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. But the system got it to where, you know, it's doggy dog and every man for themselves. And they don't know. And the system not helping because they said they was going to put police on each train and try to circulate the thing. But they, you know, they say one thing and do something else. You got $1 million that you're supposed to be taking the people that are homeless and putting them in the buildings where you used to, the office buildings, but you're not doing it. So, you know, you want more chaos and more madness. But see, more I see, the less I don't see. Because there's a solution to everything. And people don't need you. You need the people. And people can do and solve their own situations because they could check out what landlords are taking vouchers and what landlords aren't and making a list and putting that list out on the news and blowing it up instead of marching. They rather hear and know who's not functioning and what is messing up instead of, you know, you blowing up because, see, they don't mind arresting you. That's tax money. You could blow up all you want. It's nothing that serious anymore. People have died after George Floyd, and that's, you know, it's just passe. You stand on that third railing of that train, you don't have to worry about anybody else protesting. You'll be dead. So you have to think
Amen.
Before you go out there and start marching and doing everything to get somebody attention because this country and this new generation don't care. And you need to know that up front, close, and personal. It don't make a difference. If you're not thinking on how you protesting and getting your point across, they're not worried about how they grabbing you up in your collar and arresting you. And if you're not thinking about how you investing your money in this country or buying land, they're not thinking about how much you are spending in this country, and they're not thinking about how much money you making as a rapper or a singer. Or anything else. Anybody that has sense is where the oil is, and that's in Dubai, okay, with the Saudi Arabians. So I would advise everybody to start figuring out what's needed in their community and start calling us and getting advice to make it happen because your government isn't. So start detoxing yourself off of public assistance or whatever it is you think you're supposed to have as a senior citizen and start the reality of what kind of foods can you afford to eat because the rent is going up. It done went up 4 to 7%. 4 to 7%. So whatever monies you got coming in, whatever luxuries you're supposed to have, if you get your nails done, whatever the case is, that's a once-a-month thing. Okay, and if you taking the train, find another way to do it, because the rent is going up, and people are selling their homes. There's a house being sold over here for $800,000. So pay attention. People are selling their homes, and they're moving to New Jersey, and they're going to Florida. So pay attention. Homes are being bought up by a lot of Europeans, so if blacks are available and they want something, I'll make you aware of what's happening. So what's next, Ron?
I'm going to open up these mics, man, let some of these people in and get some of hear what they have to say about the concerns, the conditions, and things happening. The man himself is here tonight. Y'all know who he is. He's always advertised on my show, on the commercial. It's the 300 winning team with the Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. It ain't no mo. Let's let him a nice hand and put him on into the show.
Jesus name is Father Son and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to Neo Nation. Shouts out to all you listeners out there in Radio Land. How's everything going today, Dr. Ron?
All right. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Look who's here. I'm waiting for you. Here you go.
All right, great. I hear you.
All right, now.
Come on now.
Go on here with the bad self, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. Ain't no mo. Hey, come
man.
To the show.
I had to come through, bro. You know, you my guy.
I'm going to turn into a rapper if I keep on with this stuff. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to bring in the man himself, or is ready. Another good cat here. The man himself. The man with the plan. The brother like no other. Brother Ronald A. And A is for Applejack.
Good evening, all.
Good evening.
Listen, I have one thing I'm saying because I disagree on one thing. If you are a trained person, and I know this from the fact because of my background, you know, in martial arts years ago. You can take down somebody without killing. All right. The man wasn't touching anybody, but he was having an episode.
Oh.
I'm sorry for that man. And him being a Marine and a trained individual, he could have taken down that young man without killing him. As I said, I know it for a fact.
Right.
You know, and
right.
So on. So we're going to leave things up. I'm going to leave things up to Lord, you know, and the system and what have you, because as I go around and I'm seeing things and listening to things, there's still people out here being lynched, literally.
True.
You know, even within this year, young black men are looking for white people to shoot, to kill.
Amen.
You know, white people, white young men and young women, are looking for black people to shoot, and they're shooting each other, you know, and so on. So this is all a travesty, and it's leading to war.
Yes.
You know, and don't be skippy about this. Store up whatever you got to store up. Lock and load whatever you got to lock and load, you know, and lock and load your prayer, your love, you know, your decency toward other people. Look out for yourself. I'm on these subways all the time,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I've seen some instances of some things. I have been involved in some instances of some things, you know, that just, I did what I had to do, but I didn't take a life. Could have.
Well, there were three other people on there, so I don't know what the situation was, but I'm sorry the brother had to be involved in that situation.
Man. Yeah. But I, there were three other people on him trying to stop him from moving. Meanwhile, this man had a chokehold on him. We stopped the police from doing that.
As a trained individual,
that boy did not have to die.
But we don't think for other people, and I know in my day, if things like that happened, we might have restrained ourselves because of a color, but this wasn't a color thing. He did what he thought he was trained to do, or whatever he thought he had to do. He did it, and it's done. We ask, like you said, in God's name, that things work out for the better. And that's all I know is that I wasn't there, and I know that there was people that should have been speaking up or standing
up for more.
Yeah, and, you know, and they could have told him. They could have stood up. And, you know, there's people that could have made arrangements for the gentleman if he was arrested 40 times. Whatever the case is, man took care of it.
And his mother died. His mother died. And he's been arrested several times. But, you know, we get arrested for anything. Anything.
Well, I remember being lynched for anything, but still, the argument, what's happening?
What's happening now, we're being a vicious society, a vicious cycle. People, that's what I was saying, with all these killings, people become psychologically, subconsciously adapted to killing.
Right.
If your virtue,
when I was growing up
in the 50s and the 60s, a cat will beat you. I mean, he'll beat you to the pulp if you keep coming. But once he beats you, the whole thing was either you walk away and you never talk to him again, or y'all end up being friends. But it was no, I'm going to get me a gun, I'm going to kill you. It's a vicious society today, and people don't give a damn.
We don't have no more God in this country. We don't have no more God in this country. And the thing is that we used to have morals and values. Even when there was lynching, we had morals and values. But there isn't. The last 4 years that they had claimed this C-19, they played another game. And this time, the game is over. You know, it's everybody for self, and the racism has became where, you know, they feel like the Hispanics and the blacks feel like this is that, and then the whites feel like this is that. But see, America is coming to a head, and when once you attack the White House, you already created war. And war is about to come, and the race war will happen in this country. This country will fall. And your dollar bill don't mean anything after 2 years. And there's people already prepared for the war.
Oh, yeah.
And they got food stored up. They got asylum stored up. People are moving to other countries because they want to be safe, and they're changing their entity. So the man is right. And I'm not mad at nobody. I'm a vet, and I've been talking it for years, but nobody has heard me. And I already told my sons, we're leaving. I'm not playing this game because blacks have enough money and enough intelligence to know that this comes to an end and God is alive. To me, I don't care what nobody says. This is coming to an end. You have one planet and everybody has a gun. So imagine all those bombs, explosives going off at one time. Ain't but a few of us is going to exist. And I'm happy to go. I'm done with y'all.
Because we know
that God exists. We know that this is the only thing that will help our children. We know that we need to go out here to take a bullet in order to save our children and to save ourselves. I don't believe that anybody should be going to jail because the system is not doing what they have to do and there's no humanity in the world. Because there was more people on that train. There was more people out there in that street when that seven-year-old got shot up. Nobody speaks about that. There was people out there when them kids got shot up in school.
Yep.
Every time we turn around, you know that the abortion was made for us. So what's the problem? Because if we're not loving each other, why are we having more babies? We don't pray for each other. Every word is bitch and motherfucker. Nobody said, and if you have God, gospel, and the choirs and the churches and all that, I haven't seen one. All the churches that we got in the five boroughs, we will be the richest people going to heaven if everybody marched. But you won't. You don't want to die. You was happy when one person died for all of you. You happy when somebody put on a uniform and go die for you. So now you die for yourself. You right, that man didn't have to die in a chokehold. But a lot of people didn't have to die in a whole lot of things. But mostly blacks kill themselves because whitey trained you to do it. So keep doing it. Because they're going to kill you anyway. And if the blacks who got money, thinks that they're safe, think again. Those who are educated thinks they're safe, think again. It's over. It's done. I'm happy. In the name of Jesus, I'm happy. It's going to be just atomic bombs and one after another. Didn't the white man in Russia show you that the original man was black? Don't you know enough about yourself that you would want to save your own race? No? Okay. Because the biggest gun dealers is your own people.
You know, it's something with the border.
What about
these
the border?
There is no border.
This is one third of this country belongs to them. White man put up a border. There ain't never been a damn border.
Well, they make you
believe there was a border when people could walk right here from their own from Honduras. You could walk here. There's never been a border. Y'all keep believing these lies. You don't have a border. They're trying to get black men out of here, period. Period. They don't even want you here. I don't care if you're Jamaican, African, Godzilla. They don't want you. Okay?
They don't want you,
and they don't want your raggedy women either because you never respected us in the beginning. Okay? And take your nigga white women with you. Game over. Because, listen, from the time I was a child, there have been white niggas. Y'all made them white people pure. Y'all did. Y'all went to their school and learned the same crap they learned so you could do the same thing they doing. In the name of Jesus. You hustle money. Reverend Ike told the truth. Man was born with sin, and he won't learn until the end. So why aren't y'all learning? The same thing that happens in that Bible, hookers, hoes, pimps, whatever, is still happening. So what's the problem? Y'all going to blow up and die. You're not going to worry about these kids that are giving birth. You don't care about the kids in group homes. They're your children. And most of the children that black men have made in the military are overseas getting an education. And they're mixed. And they're loving it. Vietnam is just lovely. Sorry you can't speak the language. So what's next, big brothers?
The one thing that I realized is 500,000 guns a year go into Guatemala and all those places down there. Since, and this has been happening since Reagan.
Yes.
500,000 guns go across to Nicaragua and those places a year.
Yes.
American manufactured weapons.
Yes.
All right, and these people are coming here because they're, one, they want to make a living. Two, they will take the risk of bringing their children through hundreds of miles of rivers or forests, what have you,
and
to get away from that.
And pillaging and plundering to get themselves here.
Getting their state, and having these coyotes take their money so they can get here and leave them. Telling lies and stuff like that, you know. But America is complacent in most things that are affecting here in the world. You have the 500,000 guns a year going across, going down to those places. You got drugs coming here because this is the most heaviest place to market drugs. You don't have this type of movement of drugs in any country as we do here. The war on drugs is the war on us. You know, you said you didn't land on Plymouth Rock landed on you.
Hmm.
You know, it took me a time to understand that or to get the gist. Okay? Hmm. Or else it was just a saying or something like that. You know, colloquial. You know, but that is the truth. We were here anyway. But
you
see
here long
this,
enough, you learn about that.
You learn. You know, I don't like to talk out of my head about things and people, except for my brother there. You know, we have an ongoing Robinson thing. But it is, you know, if they stop the infiltration of drugs and the exportation of guns, all right, other than us spending money, this economy would fall, you know. Mm. The greed, the lust, the greed, you know, mm. and stuff for obtaining things. And when you got so much, you gotta create something else to have a good time.
Mm.
You know, whether it's trading and women, transporting women, or going to countries and getting younger women, or all this other kind of nonsense that they do.
Great.
You know, when you got so much, you know, and you just have to have more.
Yeah. There you go.
Well,
okay.
this country is going to get a share of more. And believe
they're
already here, and they're transporting more than you know, and they're buying their way into getting a green card. And you brothers are going to be eliminated. Don't worry about it. And most of your calling cards is to hack into your information anyway.
Well, the other thing
before
is, the other thing,
before
United
we get eliminated,
tried
I want to bring
transport.
In, before we get eliminated, I want to bring in the man himself. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, you know, 7 to 9, we have the brother with like no other, the brother with information and salutation, the brother that's going to tell y'all what's up and going down. Dr. Benjamin Bridges, tomorrow, experiencing spiritual unity and meditation. Don't miss the show, 7 to 9 p.m., 347-857-1311. And we're going to give him a nice welcome and bring him into the show.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Glad to be joining my brothers and sisters. And all I can say is one thing for sure, you know, it's time for us to definitely open up the door to dealing with things, not just from a positive, logical perspective, but the icing on the cake, which is really very powerful, and what we really need to be focused on right now is dealing with things from a spiritual perspective. But if we can focus on really coming together in unity and spirituality, that's going to really be very powerful, bring about some positive things. And like I said before, if I didn't experience it, I could definitely say, wow, brother, you really feel something like I've already seen it change things. I've seen it save the lives of hundreds of kids. So I know this is something that can happen. Through God and Jesus, we can definitely come together in unity and definitely make some serious change in our community. But the problem is a lot of us don't believe that God nor Jesus has the power to really bless us.
Amen.
To bring about any positive change. And that's where we're up against certain brick walls. But he's saying, no, I do not want y'all coming together in unity and realizing that through God's power and Jesus' power, you guys can actually focus on things and erase all of Satan's insanity of our people and other people wanting to kill and hate each other and, you know, try to destroy each other's lives, either physically or verbally. So that's another way to destroy people. Curse them out and try to tell as many lies as you can on a brother or a sister to make them really look as bad as possible.
Amen.
But the bottom line is that we need to know for a fact that as sons and daughters of God, which we truly are, we can really bring about some positive and wonderful change in our lives and in the lives of our people. But the really big problem is we've been brainwashed from Satan and Master Charlie to believe that we can't do nothing with our coming together spiritually. We don't have no spiritual connection with God, nor
right.
with Jesus, and we can't do that. But that's a lie.
Amen.
The truth of the situation is this. If you just take a look in the Bible and just read some of the portions of the Bible that have been hid under the rug from us, because all we've been told is that we're sinners, that we'll never overcome our sinful ways, and if we keep trying, maybe we'll be lucky enough before we die that we'll be able to make our way into heaven. And that's one story that we're supposed to be focused on, but that's another lie. That's not the only thing that we should be doing. We should be focused on our true identity of who we are and what we can do. And when
Amen.
We start to realize that we are spiritual beings that have the ability, because when the Lord said in Genesis, that was chapter 1, verse 22, and
yes.
he said, you are made in the likeness of God. Now, how the heck are you going to be made in the likeness of God and be a weak, limited person that can hardly accomplish any success? That's the lie that Satan wants you to remember and to see yourself in. But we have to take ourselves out of that negative mindset and bring ourselves into that positive mindset and also into that spiritual mindset so that we can bring about the positive change. But if we're going to just keep allowing Satan's lies to hold us down in the dungeon of unsuccessful things that we can do for ourselves, that's a whole other thing. But one thing I just want to say that's really important is that the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
So we need to start to deal with the truth of God and the truth of Christ. But one of the things that Jesus said that was spectacularly powerful and amazing,
yes.
he said, the things I do, you can do. And
Amen.
Now, how can you do what Jesus can do, but yet you slip through our community and see our people begging on the street corners, asking for money, asking for food and all of this? That's because they do not know anything about their truth. They cannot know anything about their true identity of who they are. But once we start to know our true identity of who we are and what we can do, and the conscious people, that's the thing. Because
Amen.
It takes time to take people's minds out of negativity into positivity. But for those people that aren't doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas and have the knowledge to know that God and Jesus do have the power to set us free from the negativity that we're in, that's when we're going to change our community and
yes.
change the situations that we find ourselves in. Because when we had these crazy, unfortunately, you know, I hate to call them crazy, but they were caught up into a lot of negative things. These gangbangers wanted to kill each other. We came together in unity, and when we did come together in unity and through prayer and meditation
yes.
and visualizing them in the light of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, we
Amen.
Saw the change where these kids literally ended up coming out of the gang wars and stopping the violence. And that was powerful because
Amen.
I tell you, I did not know that we were capable of doing that. I was really hoping that we could, but the bottom line was the spiritual formula that Jesus gave us, it actually changed the minds of those kids that were caught up into all of that negativity. And I was really glad to see that. But the bottom line is that spiritual formula can be used again now, and we definitely need it now because we're in a time span right now where we're seeing a lot of negative things being done against our people. They call it 20th century slavery, where a police officer can lie and say you committed a crime, and instead of you seeing a judge, you can see a judge in some of those southern racist states 4 years later before they commit a sentence on whether you're guilty or not. So you're in jail for 4 years without even knowing whether you were committed of the crime that they accused you of. And that's crazy, but that's where they make the money. They make billions of dollars by throwing you into jail to make chairs, tables, license plates, all kind of crazy stuff. We are dealing with that. Now we're also dealing with a situation with this gun craziness where they're giving out these guns to these kids And these kids are saying, good. You know, even though I was in jail just a little while ago for shooting somebody, now I can get this gun and there's no restrictions on me. So
right.
I'm going to shoot as many people as I can. I love shooting people. And all of that kind of crazy mentality, that person normally would be restricted from being able to get a gun legally.
Right.
But the thing about it is all he has to do is pay for it and he can get that gun. But these are the things that we need to change. But not so much just going out in the protest and worrying about whether police officers are going to gun us down or whether white racists are going to shoot us and kill us because we're in front of the White House protesting about this, that, and the other. The bottom line is we could be at a church. We could be at a center, a community center or something where there's groups of us there praying on this, meditating on this, and we will see the results that we need to see. But the thing about it is we have to find folks that are not doubting Thomases and not doubting Thomasinas. We have to find folks that have an open mind and open heart to wanting to come together in spiritual unity to be about a blessing to our community.
Amen.
These are things we can do, but we have to know that we can do it and be about doing it.
That's
very, very important.
Amen. Yes, Lord, that's the truth. I thank you.
Yes, indeed. And
thanks
to the Lord, because like I said, if Jesus and God did not come into my life and show me that, I would have never known it. And I'm very glad to see, because we saved hundreds of kids' lives, and I was really glad to see that. And the beautiful thing about the funny thing about it was when I was telling people about this, you know, some of them, you know, shook my hand and thanked me for that. And then others were saying, get out of here, brother, you didn't do that. But you know what? God and Jesus said, you know what? We're going to have to bless this brother with a huge amount of awards from senators, congressmen, mayors, county legislators, superintendents of schools. And if we give him all of these awards, that will show proof that he actually really did do this. It's not a joke or that he's lying. He's really telling the truth. And once I did show those awards to people and they saw that as a fact, that's when people said, oh, shoot, brother, you really did do this. You know, I said, yeah, what you thought I was lying? Well,
their faith wasn't strong enough. That's what I was saying. We don't talk. We don't show a God in our actions anymore. We talk about them. We might go to church on Sunday. Everybody celebrate Mother Day. But they don't see enough people to testify that, listen, this is what God did for me. You may not see it when he's doing it, but he's working with you. And if there's enough that got enough faith and believes that we can change, we can change. Good outweighs bad at all times. It takes time. Just like when he rescued everybody from Egypt, he said, look, you know, it's like you got to have faith. We can't do anything without our Lord Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Amen, amen. We're gonna open up another line. We're gonna open up 414-745. You're on with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club.
I'm going with that.
414-745. You're on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. My name is Louis Gregory.
Okay.
And I like to give thanks out to Don, Pastor Don, CEO of 365 Winning Team. And I'm a licensed publisher, broadcasting agent. And I was just came on the line listening to y'all. So, yeah, I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you so much for coming on. 11111, your mic is open. I don't know who you are, but there you are. 11111. Your mic is open. You'd like to say something? You're on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. You'd like to say something? Give us a greeting. Give us some current events. Tell us what's happening in your world. You got a business. You got something you want to contribute.
1111111. Good evening. I just want to call in and say hello. I'm just sneaking in and I'm sneaking out. Hello.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's the man himself.
That sounds like Dr. Wimborn.
Like Jesus is coming in. I'm the James W. Wimborn, the creator, the founder.
That's W. Wimborn.
He's here. He's here with us. And we know we love him. And we're just happy to have him. And I know all of y'all are so happy to have him. Y'all just sitting up there looking and just waiting for me to let y'all go. And,
see, I was told if I called in with using the 1111, nobody would know it was me. See, it didn't work.
We know your voice anywhere, Dr. Wimborn.
Okay.
In the words of the great Shaka Khan, tell me something good.
Listen, man, I'm just here, you know what I mean, to encourage everybody in the Black Business Billionaires Network Club with the great Rev Ron Jr., and he's moving up.
Man,
I see he's got the Enigma with him.
You just earned that one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Enigma is here. And we're trying to do some things, waiting for people to give us a call and, you know, trying to motivate people.
Listen, you know, real quick, and I know we don't have much time left, but just by way of announcements, and I know the time is short. Today is the 12th, and this thing it has a deadline on it for the 17th. But those of you that's in the New York area, we was recently informed about small grants that the city of New York is giving away for those people that's got programs or anything to do with to stop or to offset hate crimes. So if you got programs
offset
and stuff.
What?
I'm sorry, say that again. What's the question?
Say that again. Offset what?
Or hate crimes. There's a program they got called PATH. Partners Against the Hate, and they're giving out grants for people who come up with programs to combat hate crimes. And specifically, there was a program for part of the things they're looking for, Enigma, is conflict resolution.
Oh, okay.
Conflict resolution programs. So I'm trying to get with it so that I can submit my program, and I just want to say anybody else that got programs, that you know you should entertain sending it in. So we're going to be submitting the homeless prevention, the homeless rehabilitation program, and we're going to be presenting the conflict resolution. So we
well,
got
I'll
a couple things
you.
On the table that we're doing. And I just wanted to share that information for anyone that's listening.
Where do you apply at? How do you apply?
You apply at the New York City. I can't think of the exact name of, but it's the New York City.
Is that Empire
PATH grant? Did you get that?
Yeah, I know you were saying before. I think it's not the Empire.
No, it's not the Empire. Here, let me see if I can meet it to you. It's the Community Project Grants. Community Project Grants to prevent and address bias and hate. It says apply now, grants up to $5,000. Community Project Grants to prevent and address biases and hate. Partnerships between the New York City Office of the Prevention of Hate Crimes and the New York City Commission on Human Rights and funded by the Partners Against the Hate Forward Initiative. So they're looking for applicants to send in their ideas or their programs, and you got up until May the 17th to get your program in.
That's great. That's great. I mean, we got six more minutes. We can expand on this. So people, New York City, apparently the mayor of New York City is trying to get community participation in anti-crime and anti-hate provisions to stop it. And
right.
You have a program, and you go on, the website of New York City Mayor's Office website, I guess that is?
There is no site specifically on this flyer that I'm looking at, but I can read you the rest of the information. It says advocates are encouraged to use their entrepreneurial skills to implement creative projects that promote community respect, prevent hate violence, and explore ways to address hate crimes, bias, motivated incident, and discrimination, non-law enforcement differences. Non-law enforcement deterrence. Projects can include but are not limited to community workshops, videos, events, conferences, and social media campaigns. So you can get a grant just to do a campaign on stopping the hate, just to do webinars on stopping hate. So everybody can have a program, and all you need to do is be in New York or have a New York address. To be eligible, the applicant must be 14 and older, and those under 18 must have parental / guardian consent to apply. Must be a New York resident or a nonprofit based in New York. So, that's the information, and it's the New York City Partners Against the Hate.
Okay.
So, that's what you would Google, the Partners Against the Hate.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just wanted to come on and just share that and get back to multitasking.
We love you too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
See, God answers prayer. There's some type of solution.
And you said Partners Against the Hate.
Yes, Partners Against the Hate Community Project, the Bias Hate Program, is NYCPA grant.
NYCTA
grant. TA
grant.
But I'll get in touch with him and get some more information. Okay. I'm going to love y'all, and I'm going to say to y'all, God bless you. And let's keep things in prayer. I'll speak to y'all soon. The Enigma is out.
Listen, did you say TA or PA?
PA.
I got PA, but put community project.
P-A-T-A.
Project grant for bias hate. It's NYC. P-A.
T-H. Don't forget the T-H. It's P-A-T-H.
P like people and people and.
Apple, Tom.
People and Apple. Y'all a mess.
Pass.
I love you all. I love you all. I'm going to pray for us.
Amen.
May God take care of us and guide us and protect us. And even though we have differences, that we still love each other because you made us, Lord. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Enigma
Amen.
Is out. I love you and I got to go.
All right.
Amen. Well, we're looking, people, to get together in any way we can. We thank our president, international president of the Eastern World Federation of Common Incorporated, our local 26 as well. And, you know, this is information, people, that we have to come together. And I'm going to tell y'all, when y'all get these grants, try to hook up with another grant person in New York, because in New York City, you got all the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island, Bronx, you know, try to get together and develop and bring your resources together and develop programs so you can continue to go on. Because I don't know how long this
might be a pilot program, might be a pilot program. You know, so I'm not, we don't know how long it's going to go. But if you get together with your resources and develop opportunities, you can get support from the business community, from the public, and the corporate. You know, you can continue to build on it. You know what I'm saying? You can even go with state-funded grants and things of that sort as well. Because I'm sure the state is going to have initiatives to curtail and cut out bias crimes and hatred crimes and things of that sort. And so we need to continue to work towards this development and assisting one another and continue to push on our programs so that we can continue to serve and get things done. Dr. Benyamin.
Still here, my brother.
Great, great. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing tomorrow. Invite people over tomorrow. People tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. We can continue the conversation. We continue to talk about the grant monies that you can get. You know, we continue to talk about that as well. And Dr. Benyamin, I'm sure he got some plans for tomorrow. Go right ahead, Dr. Benyamin.
Yes, sir. Because of our situation that we're finding ourselves in right now, we really need to come together. And one of the things we're going to literally do is to come together and do a prayer and meditation tomorrow. But outside of that, we're going to be talking about different ways we can come together in spiritual unity and how we really need to start taking the step-by-step position to actually get that activated and in motion. Because once we start to really come together with that, we're going to start to see some good results come about. We just need to really be sincere and serious about it. And once we come together from a positive and some serious motivated mindset and really feel positive about it, we're going to really be able to bring about some positive change on this. We're going to be talking about the need for us to come together spiritually and how we can definitely overcome different problems that we are facing right now. Because, again, God and Jesus has the power to actually change people's mindset and change the situations that are negative that are facing us right now. But the only thing about it is it doesn't always have to be from a physical perspective. It can be from a spiritual, but the only reason why a lot of us don't get involved with the spiritual side of it, because we really don't believe that that spiritual aspect of God or Jesus has any ability to bring about the change, but it really does. And that's what we really need to awaken ourselves to. We can activate the power of God's ability to actually bring about positive change, but we got to believe it and we will achieve it.
Thank you so much, my brother, Dr. Benyamin. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you, Enigma. Thank you, Dr. Winborn. Thank you, the pastor, Don Jr., the CEO. Thank you, Ronald A. Robinson. Thank you, all my listeners. Thank you, everybody. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay blessed. Stay strong. Uplift thyself.
When you're giving your all and seems like you can't make it, well, you just stand. But when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and pain. Tell me, what do you
After you've gone through the rain.